You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Green Bay, Wisconsin, taking in the National Railroad Museum, one of the oldest and largest institutions dedicated to the preservation and interpretation of our nation's railroad heritage. Before a woven concrete tapestry of highways and interstates covered the land, and affordable, reliable automobiles allowed folks to travel freely about, trains were our principal source of transportation for more than a century. Trains provided everyone a destination. There were trains to heaven, trains to nowhere, trains to the coast, trains home, and trains to that special someone. But more importantly, trains were the manifestation of freedom we imbue our automobiles with today, and from these romantic notions, trains would provide a thematic and metaphorical imagery to a large auditory canvas of rock and rhythm. It's
All Aboard!
The Rock and Rhythm Review Express as we ride the sonic rails in pursuit of trains. We'll roll with Katie, ride a ghostly locomotive, chug on over to England, long for love lost, find ourselves downbound but not out, and choo-choo chaboogie all night long. One has to wonder how Tunny Bradshaw's face looked when he heard the first cover of his 1951 hit. Never a more stunning dichotomy between R&B and rock and roll was audible when comparing the two recordings. The cover, along with Rocket 88 and Rumble, remains an early sonic touchstone to any six-string slinger that wondered what happens when you go to 11. As to who played the Apocalypse guitar on the recording, it's been subject to debate. I suggest doing a little research online to answer the question for yourself, but the evidence, fuzzily, points to Nashville session ace Grady Martin as the perpetrator, not Paul Burleson, the group's guitarist. From 1956, the rock and roll trios, The Train Kept a-Rollin'. For 132 years, the Louisville and Nashville Railroad survived Civil War, Depression, and technological evolution before being assimilated into the nameless mass of steel rails of modern America. Chartered by Kentucky in 1850, the LNN didn't reach its Nashville namesake until 1859. For Christine Cottrell, the LNN would provide the theme to one of her first releases. Although Christine never achieved the renown of peers such as Ruth Brown and Laverne Baker, it was not for a lack of talent, but likely due to the oft-overlooked R&B output of Nashville in the 50s. She returned to her gospel roots for a time, and in the 60s, Lieber and Stoller even penned a few songs for her, but nothing matched Cottrell's earlier work. 1953's LNN Special.
I'm just a poor girl, do the best I can. Just because I love you, you never understand. I'm leaving, leaving all that old click-clack. Ain't no use crying, baby, I ain't coming back. Sandy, I bring you home a pay. Got an old good woman, I give it all away. I'm leaving, leaving on that old click-clack. Ain't no use crying, baby, I ain't coming back. And I try to treat you fair. You're telling all the neighbors I ain't nothing but a square. Leaving, leaving on that old clickety-clack. Ain't no use crying, baby, I ain't coming back.
Chicago native Danny Overby had a reputation for being an acrobatic guitar ace, but that didn't necessarily translate into hits. In fact, Danny scored but one certifiable hit for Chess Records. It was quickly whitewashed for the pop market, as was Overby's follow-up, 40 Cups of Coffee, a staple of Bill Haley's early repertoire. But as a triple threat artist, what he lacked in artist royalties, he made up for in songwriting royalties, a rare feat for black artists in the 50s. Let's spin his lone 1953 hit, Train, Train, Train.
Train, 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 please hear my plea. Train, 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 please hear my plea. Send my baby back to me. Well, this morning when you called, you made me happy as a man could be. Yes, this morning when you called, you made me happy as a man could be. You said you were coming home and your train would arrive. Train, when you arrive, I'm gonna hug you, tell you that I love you so. When you're back in my arms, I'll never, never let you go. Train,
them say that your train will be late. But I don't mind the stormy weather, 'cause when we're together, the sun is gonna shine, don't you know? When you're back in my arms, I'll never, never let you go. Train, 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 please hear my plea.
It was the aural definition of jump blues, one of the earliest forms of rap, and became the biggest race hit in the 1940s, yet it was written by a couple of white hillbilly artists. But it never could have been the standard it is today had it not been put in the hands of the most popular black artist of the 1940s, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, perfectly coupling the disillusionment and excitement of post-World War II America with the jubilation of riding the rails, 1946's Choo Choo Cha Boogie.
For the station with a pack on my back, I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, cha-boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. By the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, cha boogie, woo woo, woo woo, cha boogie, choo choo, choo choo, cha boogie. Take me right back to the track.
The U.S. wasn't the only spot on the globe to find musicians inspired by trains. Over the pond in England in early 1963, a struggling young group was trying to perfect a train song for their next album. Attempting several takes, they abandoned the song until 1969, where it was re-recorded and eventually released in 1970. 7 years after the initial recording attempts, and nearly 12 years after it was conceived as an homage to American train songs. As one of the authors noted, at the time, we weren't thinking British Rail. It was much more Super Chief from Omaha. In the 90s, someone figured out that there was enough good takes from 1963 to make a complete master, and it was released as part of an anthological overview of the group, The Beatles, One After 909.
Move over, honey, traveling on that line. She said she's traveling on a one after 909. Well, I begged her not to go, and I begged her on my bended knee. I said, you're only fooling around, only fooling around with me. Said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. She said she's traveling.
There was more to say about Virgil Holmes, but about all we have are the two 45s he cut for Atlantic and Warner in the early 60s. The lone Atlantic 45 contained a rockabilly tale about a spirited locomotive. 1961's Ghost Train. A popular gal in rock and rhythm, from Blind Lemon Jefferson's Bad Luck Blues in 1926 to the Blues Brothers' 1979 cover of Taj Mahal's She Caught the Katie, heard at the intro of their eponymous film. However, Katie ain't no gal, she's a railroad. The Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad, or KT for short. Commenced in 1870, the KT eventually ran from St. Louis through Kansas City to Houston by 1893. Thus, Kansas-based pianist Jay McShann was no stranger to Katie. Together with his brilliant young shouter Jimmy Witherspoon, they paid their fare on the KT with 1946's Roll On Katie.
She lied with all her might. She up and left me napping while I dreamed of her last night. Roll on, roll on, Katie. Lead on down to Memphis town. Every time I hear your whistle, my love for her comes tumbling down. Got my bags all packed to go. Someday my woman's gonna need me. Got my bags all packed to go. I'll have to fly the constellation. That riding kitty moves too slow.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and John Stevens. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Perhaps the most unusual song in the Chuck Berry canon was among his first recorded in 1955. Unusual in that nearly all of Chuck's music was about cars, school, love, and good times. These were subject matters teenagers could relate, and it sold records. But his father's fiery religious talks inspired Berry to write a downright terrifying phantasmagorical tune, much akin to label mate Bo Diddley's Who Do You Love? The song depicts a drunkard's ride on a train to perdition who repents at the last moment and is spared the final stop. Downbound train.
Stranger lying on a barroom floor, had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain, to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thigh.
sun growled. The parlor was filled with lager beer. The devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew. Some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew. Faster and faster the engine flew. Louder and louder the thunder crashed. Brighter and brighter the lightning flashed. Hotter and hotter the air became. Till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're nearing home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.